Shalom. Okay, so today we're continuing in Yonit Stoka by Sikhsofim. And the Indian Hishtamshus with my Sikhsofim with Mitzvah Chiyuvis. In other words, so we had a whole discussion that we've mentioned in the past that the Machlokas, the Mariel, on one hand, and the Rabbeinu Menachem, on the other hand. Mariel says only Faniyim, the simple pshat, and the Rabbeinu Menachem says even for other mitzvahs. Now, let me show you some of the early sources, and we have to see, are there any shitas that say even for a mitzvah chiyuvis? Meaning, and the best example I would give is, you know, you have to do pidyon haben. So that's a mitzvah that has to be with, you have to give, it's a payment money. So could you use my successor? So most poskim say no. We'll have to see if there's any other shitas, etc. So the discussion the poskim revolved the Gemara Chagiga and Zayin Amud Beis. So it says that Olos b'moed bos min ha'chulin v'ashlobim min ha'maiser. So in other words, when you buy certain korbanos, do you have to buy them with chulin money, regular money, or could you even use maiser sheni money? So the Gemara has a whole discussion, but the basic idea is, look at the Gemara on the fourth, on the third line. Amai dovah shebechova hi, kol dovah shebechova einu bo ela min achulin. So anything that's a chova that you have to bring, a korban that you have to bring, like the olas riya, you have to bring that korban, so then you have to purchase it with your own money, mundane, regular money, as opposed to my sheni money or things like that. That's the klal of kol dover shechova ein bo ela min hachulin. Now, the Gemara has a added discussion of does it have to be totally from chulin money, or could you have a mixture? So the Gemara has a concept of toflin, which means that if you have chulin, you could be mitzdarif meiser also. So there are two shitas of how to go about doing that. One shita is on page 2, Chesed and Aleph, fourth line, Amar Ula, betofel, chizki amar toflin behema le behema. So if you have to buy korbanos on Yontif and you need more than one behemah's worth, and it's a davar shebechova, it's a chagiga, so you can bring the first behemah from chulin, but you have extras, so really that could have been enough, but since you have extra guests, so you're going to buy an extra behema. That second behema you could buy with maisa, because you would say the chova really with the first one. It's just practically you have extra guests, so you're going to have, you know, so you want to have more than one behema. So then you buy two behemas, but the first one you buy with the chulin, because that's the real davar shebechova, and the second one, even though it's also a korban chagiga, but it's a chagiga that you want to get because you have extra guests, which is not a total chov on you, so that you can pay from the meiser money. So that's the first opinion. You can do that. And Rav Yochanan says, no, you can't do that. Because because the korban chagiga is a chovadika korban, and mela, the second one that you're buying is really from Meiser, so you shouldn't be doing that. Well, the proper way to do it is to buy a very big animal, right? And then to purchase that very big animal, you're going to purchase it with chulin money and with Meiser money. So at least in the whole animal, there's chulin me'urav in that whole animal, as opposed to chulin is me'urav in the whole animal, as opposed to having a separate animals, and the second one is totally purchased with Meiser.
How do you apportion it?
Oh, so let's see. One second. So he says, the first opinion says behema the behema, tofelim mos the mos, and the second opinion says tofelim mos the mos. So he says, should maybe behema, and mos the mos, liklos behema gdola, and yochan over ipcha. And maris chad yishapet tve yitzias yi dechavosa merachulim, should maybe behema shleima merachulim. And maris chad yishapet tve kshachulim urovim im kol achilosim. So how, in other words, what would be the percentage? So let's see the Rambam on page 3. He says, "Olas ri'ya ina ba el merachulim." The shark korban is adam chayim from. Aval shama chagiga boz mi mos meisa sheni. Ravos im. You see, because olas ri'ya, you only have to have one olas ri'ya because you're not going to eat it. Shama chagiga is a type of chova, but you're going to eat it, so then you may need more. Aval shama boz mi mos meisa sheni from ravos im mos chulim. So then you can be mu'urvit in most chulin. Okay, when a tarum is behema mafiv shalme chagiga v'ushe shir achil v'shona min hakulin. They should shalme chagiga chova b'chol shu chova ain't about elam hakulin. So he's saying you need a shir of achila. How much is that? Let's see. The Ravid says, "Amar Avraham Zal Kol Shibush." The Shalmei Chagiga Nami Ena Baal Al Merachulin or Betofel Behema Meiser Im Achulin. My number Tofel Behema Lebehema Efsher Tofel Behema Meiser Im Behema Chulin. But the Rambam is saying Tofelim Mos Lemos. You can. That's the opinion that he's saying. Like. So, in other words, what's the proportion? That's a good question. How much would it have to be?
I don't understand which is the Mohammed position? Yeah.
I think the Mohammed position is to say you have to do most, the most is the Mohammed position. Because you say we require that you can't have a behema of a chova that doesn't have any chulin in it. So when you have the one big behema, so then at least there's always ur of chulin and something chova has to come from chulin. So then this big behema has chulin mixed into the whole thing, even though there's also meiser mixed in. But if you have two separate behemas and you buy one with chulin and one with meiser, so the second behema is just meiser alone. What's the exact proportion? No, Robert says who is she yeshir achila rishona min achul. So what's the shir achila rishona? L'chol echad ve'echad, just for the balabais, for the, you know, in other words. Then
you would never have toflim, right? Because the whole idea that you're tofel is because you can't get a regular behemah because you have too many guests. So you have to get this mega behemah to include everybody, all the guests. So what, just the amount for your family, or is it?
It's enough for a kedayis for everyone there, but you don't want to give everyone the kedayis. So everyone can have a normal portion.
Okay, maybe that's, in other words, kedayis is the, and then you want to add more, so.
No, that was the shirachila, he meant kedayis.
Yeah. So.
Kedayis.
But who she yeshir achila vishona minachul? Maybe the achila vishona is the achila of the balabais.
Right, I don't know.
That's what I would think. Maybe once you give that the balabais will have a shir achila, then anything else.
His
full plate. You know, you go to a restaurant, you want to get, you know, these fancy restaurants sometimes they only give you, you know, some of these very spitz restaurants, they charge you like crazy amounts, and then they give you this little piece of comes out a fancy plate. So you go to some other places, you get a nice portion. What can I tell you? Okay, so if you take a look for a second in the Shaloh HaKadosh. 7. This is the new printing of the Shalah. There are a lot of new printings. On page 7, I see actually the Sharblat of the new Shalah. The Shalah HaChodesh HaSholem VaHamenukad. HaChodesh HaSholem VaHamenukad. Isaiah Horowitz, 1565 to 1630. He's a Kadmon, what can I tell you? Page 8. So he's the one, him and the Mariel, I mean the Mariel before, we'll see, are the people who use this Sugyat Chagiga to extrapolate to Maisik Sofer. He says, Kol Dov Shem Chova Eina Ba Ala Menachulin Kedisim Masechus Chagiga Pidin Ola Shriya V'Chagiga Sheina Ba Meha Maisik Ala Menachulin Chein Lirali L'Inyan Purim Shenogim B'machtis HaShekel. Oh, we call shekein mishloch manos umatonos avionim. So all these things you have to pay to get mishloch manos. It costs money, matonos avionim, machzis hashekel. So he says shahotzazo yotzi adam mishalo lo mimos meiser shalo. You shouldn't use meiser for these ideas. Hey, matzasi kosev lo shona davke mishalo kasheheishiv. Marie Molin, that's Mario, we'll see. The most master lanofi gidei matonos lavionim. The matonos lavionim, you can't use most meiser because, and then they use that phrase of the Gemara of Kol Dov Hashem Chova, ein bar ala menachulin, which literally means that you're bringing a korban that's a chova, you have to bring it with chulin.
I don't remember the exact language. Did it really say lanofi? Did it not say?
So, you know, it's in this packet, so we're going to look in a second. In other words, the Mariel that we saw before, that was the Mariel in Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. We talked about whether that was a separate question about using it for Adafganiyim or even for other mitzvahs. But this idea is about the Kol Dov Hashem Chova, we'll see in a second. So, we said earlier, there's also Mokoma Shinosnim. Kitzba, we call Nefesh L'Chazan, Kodem Kriyas HaMegillah, Mos Purim. Right, in other words, there was a minhag that they would give a little money to the Baal Kore, who was called the Chazan. So, could you use Maisa Ksofen for that? Bezelo Nafki Yidei Matanis Lavionim, Kihu Bechlal Haschiris. He says that's part of his payment. In other words, the reason why the shul isn't paying him is because they know he's getting tips also. So the tips is considered like part of the part of the payment.
You can't who stuck at the lano velolaniim. El tzarich litein belav hachik if he did was misas yado ad time. So he says, so that you shouldn't do, you shouldn't use the most meiser for that. Nearly both of the kumshim should know some kids, but we call nefesh alchazan kodesh kriyas amigil. Most part of mizelo nafki they. So you say, I'm sorry. Let me get it clear. He says, for matos lav yonim, you don't use meiser money. That's the shalach. That's the mariel. Bezelo nafki yidei matos lav yonim. And now his other question is a separate question. Forget the matos ma'isek sofim aspect. Are you yotzei with the money that you give the chazan, the balkore, and the assumption, are you yotzei matos lavyonim with that? Vizelo nafki de matos lavyonim. So he says that you're not yotzei matos lavyonim, ki hu b'chla ha'schiris. You said, kismo yotzei l'arbo schiris ha'chazan. Kein hu ha'tzdaka t'yelonu Velolaniim. El tzarich lite mulav haki kvi nidmas misas yado. Ad kan. Omer kishe hifrish kvi misas yado. Rotzel lahosif. Nira demutel lahosif. Mimos meiser shalom. So what does that mean? So let's go back to the Mariel and we'll see it in the original source. That's on page 6. This is the Truvas Mariel. Im lodem yotzei mitzvahs matalas lavyonim v'mashenosein ma'os shol ma'ise mi amin ha'kevet ha'ma'ise b'lav hachi shaykh lahem. Whereas it's not fair, because the mice is really theirs. So you're like, it's like you're giving the ani his own thing. So that's not, shouldn't be good for matonos lavyonim. Tano se lahem mishalahem. Odil me iget akonu kedei l'samcham. In kin yitzel lavyonim ki ina makpidim im no se lahem mice lav, hakshem smechim. Or do we say, even though I'm so technical, at the end of the day he's getting money, so he's happy. So that was the question. So he says, Shuva matos lavyonim aniyas daiti noted the lo nafik. See, that's the lashon. The lo nafik b'mos ma'ase came into takanta the bonani havi dovasha b'chova. It's a real chiyuv. It's a dovasha b'chova. So then says that parechova mimatzro ve'elu bo elatovas hana. So this is tovas hana. He could choose which ani he wants. But that's it. Each member said the pasuk day in a moment. I feel my normal moment. Chol mokum havi dovish bechova. Chol dovish bechova. In a bar al menachuv.
Is that how you get the salary of the
chazan? So this is first about the matanos of yon. We didn't talk about the chazan yet.
No, we mean at the shlo, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and then he says, "Rav Gav the Rabbanan Basrai Hari Oppenheim Shari Lachilo LaOviv Bisman Hazeh Kibosha Kasafti." That he allows that you could use your meiser money to feed your father. For Hashem Hayin Times the Loka Pidal Atusa the Tova La Brachol Mishemachal LaOviv. Time Hashem Kenai Ulovi Kehagavna Tavid Rabbanon Lo. Well, since it's not exactly such a chova to take Mises, only the Rabbanon, he's assuming, so that's okay. Like a Kenai, he can't chova Elishay Lovi Bezonis, anyway. But here, it's his, by Matanos Lavionim, it's his chova. By Oviv, so he wants to pay, it's a genai, but here it's an actual chova. You know, by Oviv anyway, we hold it's Mishal Av. You don't have to spend money, it's not Mishal Ben. So as he's saying, Ma'ikaradin, you could just give two prutos to Aniyim with your own money, and the rest you'll give with Maisa. The rest you'll give with Maisa. Because, like the Ritva says, if the Chova is only a pruta, which is questionable whether that still applies Bezman Hazer, right? So you could just give a pruta to an Ani and expect that you're going to be Yotze Matadus Avionim. It's hard to say that that applies. I told you, my grandfather, Lama Shalom, he had a fast food store in the city. My mother remembers as a child, a franc was for a nickel and a free drink. And you got a free drink. A franc for a nickel and a free drink. So then, those, you know, you could do something with something very minimal. But today, you know, you can't do anything with, what can you do with a nickel? You can do a penny or 2 pennies in the face.
So it's not
saying
that whatever the basic
kid
is, that
has
to come for your own
life. Right, the basic kid, you could use for most mice, right.
In terms of the basic
kid,
you don't make a
kid,
you can
buy
a
kid,
you
love
an extra, and then like paying the chazan, the bakore, or...
Yeah, so
that's the same thing. We look at it the same.
Right, the Balkorei is, in other words, the discussion of the Balkorei is whether it can be Yotzei Matanos Avionim when you give to him. So you have to give Mises Yodam, but if you want to give more, then
you can give it.
Right.
But the baseline then is the same as my obligation to buy an estrog is
separate thing. Who says there's an obligation to buy an estrog, right?
Okay.
But
for a mitzvah. So let's say to do a mitzvah, does that mean the same code is kind of operating in both cases? Into the paying guy his salary, and then me having to do a mitzvah. In either case, I can't.
Well, again, if it's a mitzvah, if it's a chov, then you have to fulfill your chov with your own money.
And we treat that like you have to pay a guy's salary if he's doing the job.
But if it's more than the chov, then you could use.
Could we say that the chazan payment of the chazan like a tax? Can the tax on more than both?
Right. Yeah, you can say such a svar. Therefore, then you wouldn't be. It's a tax that's your. Now, this comparison to this Gemara and Chagiga is a little bit, interesting. Because who says that, you know, that's a special day of Karbanos, and it could be, we'll see someone say it's just a mashal from the regular day of. Like by Meister Ani, you're not parei chovos. We saw in the Tosefta, you're not parei yechovos, and they use Akimara as a mushal, like not the. It's like a mushal. Yeah, the Mariel quotes. I mean, that's what he says. That's the first line. Havi Dovah Shabchova. He's right. He doesn't really quote the Gemara. He says Nims is a parechovo. Right. It's the shalah. When he says it over, he He borrows that phrase, but it could be it's just the... So people who just learned the Magen Avraham, if you look at the Magen Avraham, on page... What page? What page is the Magen Avraham? Yeah, page 4 says the Magen Avraham, the Tafresh Tari Dalin. Beis Matanus Mishalom Mishalom Mos Moser. Bimbala Hosin Mosin Mishalom Maiser. So he doesn't even use that phrase either. But that became the popular catchphrase. But the Shalah uses that phrase.
That was brought by the Bikuri Akur.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Now, there is a Sefer. This is not the same Pnei Yeshua. The Shut Pnei Yeshua. That's on page 9. This is a classic Acham from Krakow, right?
Is it the same person?
No, not the same person. You want to look at the
1648.
Yeah. Yeah. But the very chashuv in the Shut Pnei Yeshua. It's a kadmon. We're not going to read the whole thing now. But the bottom line is, you see the last paragraph where he says, the bottom line is, Klala the Milsa on page 12, with the bracket on the bottom. Yeah. You see that they didn't really reprint the Shut Pnei Yeshua. That's what you can tell. What can I tell you? People don't use it the way they should. You know, this is not like some obscure sefer. Anyone who knows the Sifrei HaPoskim, you'd ask Rav Avad Yosef, you know, of course the Shut Pnei Yeshua is. He says, "Klal the milsa b'hanachtina v'hasalikna." Dinir ve'ina kitarch b'chidim lasa she'eva mizel l'dmos meiser shalonu l'shem meiser d'araisa ma'olam she'ina el minik. He says to make these comparisons, that Gemara Chagiga is a little bit much. You can't really, this is just a minig. M'chei lo tarachti v'shafti l'malach k'vod al shah dvarach yichol dvarim k'ein b'zeh g'am milsa d'lo b'rir g'maru poskim k'im minig. It's only a minute. How much do you want me to mefalpel in a minute here? So basically, his idea is that you can't really use that Gemara, and therefore there's no such halacha so even something that's a chova you could pay with. In other words, he bucks the whole system.
You have to be a marshal person to do it. You have to be dealing with
something
or mitzvot.
Right. And even mitzvot chiyuvim.
Right.
So you're a real person, so then...
That's why we quoted the whole Ma'aril in the beginning, but he's on the other side.
So this whole thing, you know, he's the one that is the most liberal in terms of what you're allowed to use it for. Then Rav Harfenis has some tshuvas in his Sefer Vayivar David. So he has this discussion. La'sovrim diyochel lahotzi maos masrosav b'shvil kol tzarchei mitzvah. So could it be for a mitzvah chiyuvis like matzah and pesach? Could you buy your matzahs with? So again, if you're my real person, and Ian, not, but if you're in the Rabbeinu Menachem person, so then even that's not so partial because only mitzvahs that are not chov, but how far could you go even? So the way Rabbi Harford is as far as usually work is he gives you a one word or a two line psak, and then he explains it. It's better than if he just has the one word. So he starts with tshuva, asher.
Beautiful.
Gets to the point. Yeah. Awesome. Now it'll explain what it's all about. But first, yeah. He says, so he quotes you the standard Makoros. The word proposed him is to present me time to call Dovisha Makova in a boy Alam Menachul. Kim of War and Mogan Abram, Nishay Mashallah. Hey, Kasim Shut Maril, Beragola, Beis Dino Shoshlomo. We saw yesterday that you can't. Emet Bracha. Okay, then you look at those people that tell us that film is those Lulav, the Chanat, etc. Right. Right, that's why the best example is Pinyan Aveh.
Yeah.
Because there's no way out.
Yeah.
You have the sun, right, mezuzah, you can sleep in the street for the same, for a better price. Sleep in the street. And then he says, Mashakosa Bishut Pnei Yoshua, the Yochel Shalim was Masa feel bad Mrs. Chiyuvi, and so Svile called over Shabachova, Svile called Ikan to see this Maisa, Ena Medina, and the Mitzvah Menamuvka. We call the Sharaposki also Shalom Akhtina Kavasi. Otherwise, he's not, we don't put him in the mainstream in this Shaila. As the mainstream is Mogen Avram, the Shalom, that Dov Hashem Chova, not. And then he quotes from the Tshuva Me'aba. It was in yesterday's packet, but we didn't get to do it. That he says that if it's a place, if you live in a community that it's not the minhag to give ma'aser, and you just accept it upon yourself, who he negats mo kain, Rashi who lasas ibo called up the bar mitzvah. That's a minhag. So the whole thing is a minhag, and here it's not even the minhag amokam. And you take upon yourself, you want to do it, then you can be much more liberal. So whatever you choose, even mitzvahs chiyuvias, and that's the Zichron Yehuda says like that. It's only if you hold like the other opinion, page 15. Rakla mad over the meister shaykh laniim who deign the shalom tovam shemachova. Schashat chodes. Oh, that's a good question. Right, the halacha is about giving the shadchan money to make the, for making the shirach. It's kash shadchanus. So that's a mitzvah, but it's. So could you pay with ma'aser money? So if you hold ma'aser money is only faniyim, so not then you're being mishalim chovo with mos aniyim. But if you hold that world of our mitzvah, so then it would be mutter according to this opinion. And then he quotes from the Mishnah Sochir. We'll see that Shuvah Bezer Hashem. If that was Mishnah Sochir wrote the famous Sefer Eim Habonim Smecha on Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So that, like, that in the Zionist world, that's like big stuff. But they don't know his other Sefer Svarim. It's not as popular. The Mishnah Sochir. Remember Tachtel. My sister had Tachtel. There was a famous Rabbi Tachtel. He taught in Central.
Even though
they're showing
me out of
The Tshuva Mi'ava says that, right, if you're in a community, that so you accept it upon yourself, you do whatever you want.
So, then you would be able
to. Yeah.
So they say he's just asking and not like that.
Well, 1 second.
He said
often. Yeah, so let's say 1 second. Unless he's talking about only in the place where it was, let's see.
I think he's quoting it as Tokyo.
Yeah. So that's the.
Master
Shepherd. Yeah, the Chalak Yasser Shirak, well, no, the table of Slanim, who also passed us. Yeah. Go and read the Chalak Hall of Ashokam. We have come to our post, which ain't the Stamish of Admitzvah's Chayuvius. Right, so that was the Stevens of Postkim is. Because, you know, in Halacha, the Magen Avraham wins. That's the general rule. The Magen Avraham wins. As Rav Shecht always says, you know, it's a Chiddush, the Mishnah Brura, basically, he turned over Halacha. Because before the Mishnah Brura, the Rav opened up the Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham, Prima Magadim, and that was it. Then Mishnah Brura got other people into the vote. And once he got other people into the vote, then the Magen Avraham doesn't always win. So that was like a big Kiddush that he changed how, you know, and some people don't, you know, some people in certain circles, the Mishnah Berurah is the end-all and be-all of everything, but not all Rabbanim accepted that should be the end-all and be-all of everything. But the standard way was to give a lot of, you know, credence to the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is quoting the Shalah, and that's the idea. People, you know. And what about something that people do machmas minhag? Like machmas is a shekel. No, it's a minhag. Yeah, so that's what he's going to talk about now. Dovash who called machmas minhag. He said, "Before we post, we change the shtamish. We must make some shul mitzvahs machmas a shekel." Right? Shalom says, "Shein litnam we must make." But since there's a minhag that everyone accepted, so that becomes like a donash b'chol. It became minhag Yisrael. So then it's also a donash b'chol. I can't be in a rhyme with minhag shaloki b'lo echol. Uncle Sam the Jews began to show. Shani also is equal to some more mitzvah. So he says, and what about Kaparos. So Russell's dose is ain't of those of most meister. So the same idea that this minig became minig Yisrael to do, you know, some people do the chickens. Some of us who are afraid of chickens, we just give them some money in the plate. More simple idea, but that also becomes like a Dov Shebechova. So then Rav Harford discusses what about using that Gemara of Toflin, you know, Toflin Mos Lamos, in this context of, you know, he says Malatzar Mos Maisi Mos Kulin Shavol Tarki Mitzvah. In other words, you're buying tefillin, so you know tefillin costs a certain amount. Depends on how much, you know. So you put, so could you be teufel, you know? So he says, "Yesh la'ilufi abuvah b'maseches chagiga." The afshein
Dom Shabchova ba elamakula, Mikamakam Shapir Dami Litfall Maisen Kulan. Also Pligisham im Hainu Mos Bamos or Behema Behema. Param Pasik Topu Mos Lamos. And Raivi Kholik. Posik Vadom Behema Behema. It says, so then he goes to the Maram Shik in the Tshuva on page 16, the Din Tov from them and Dafka B'Chagiga of Alo Balma. So he says that that we don't, you know, because basically it's not like we're using all these halakhas, it's not really Alfusa. And even the concept, the whole idea of the Gemara is just, it's just another way, some people point out, just another way of saying, Ein Adam Porea, or Vosav, with that. And then he says, and then, so when it comes to these Chovos, even the Minhagim, he thinks we treat it as a davar shebechova, and therefore, even if you're from the, you know, so the question is, he's saying maybe even according to the Maril, that questions like this, like according to the Machtis Hashekel, so that's a chova. So maybe even according to the Maril, it won't be good, because it's like, you know, you're taxed for a certain amount, but that's only on the base of chiyuv. Once you had more, then that's not a davar shebechova. In other words, you say you machtis hashekel. Right. So the question is, what do you do with? Think Rabbi Goldberg's machtis hashekel on the plate. It says machtis hashekel adir yishalayim hadrachas of Shlom Zalman Orbach. So where's that Matzah Shekel going? It's going to Anim. So you want to say maybe the basic, you know, Matzah Shekel, the basic 50 cents, is it should be for your own.
But don't people give
the feed
to the three children?
Right.
So right. I don't think that's the basic minute.
Yeah, so we'll see. He's going to talk about that. Yeah, we'll see. It's coming up. So he says, what about an estrog? So he says, yeah, an estrog's a chiyuv, but it's not chiyuv to own an estrog. Right? I mean, you can get someone else's estrog. You can give it to your matano manas mahatzia. So, I mean, we're just, in our generation, we just take it for granted that everyone has their own estrog, you know. But it's not technically a davar shebechova. The davar shebechova is to pick up an estrog. But you could get it from someone else. You don't have to buy an estrog. It's just, people like to have their own estrog. I don't want to have to buy it.
Why should we use most of the file? You're saying it's not even... I mean, the same story you're using to say that it's not my fear, I could say that, okay, for me it was nothing.
Right, so let's see what he says. He says, L'chora, Oster, sorry, Kaimel, hold over Shabbat Chovet, Abel, L'chulet. Moshe, any of those, Asmat, Phil, and those, Mice, and Mew. Why is Shalom, the Esrom, Lomikri, Dov, Shabbat Chovet? For Yochel, Lavake, Shmei, Chaveru, Sheite, Lo, Dal, Minim, Shalom, Matan, Al, Manas, Lahatzir. So then he says, your question, Mew, Yesh, Lidchos, Dim, Kemi, Mav, Shach, Lefize, Shuvay, Kini, Yasa, Dal, Min, Lazma, Mitzvah, Gemurah, Shanatim, Lknosim, Mav, Shmeiser. Adriba, Yotze Mishal Chaveiro. After the word post gives the Adiv Shekolacha Yolo Asma Dal Minim. Bitav She'en Bikim B'Torah Sakinyonim L'Hat Chuzel Hazeh. Zeh Lav Mitzvah Chol She'kein Lo Chova Rak Adifus. Eitza practice. A practical Eitza. We use a modern word.
Can you say that?
Men is Eino Boki B'Kinyonim Shum Matzarech L'Knos Adal Minim L'Atzma Zeh Chashir Dov Shem Chova. Yeah. So he says practically you should buy it. You take it because you have a lot of questions to call. We said, but today people have, everyone gets their own. So therefore, I want to say that maybe that's like says the Sefer Amos Stach Lachash Chosav the Harogil bottom of page 16 on the left. The Harogil Lekayim Mitzvah She'ena Shalchova Nasas Alav Kechova. Ve'en lasoso mimos maiser. Yeah, Yeragil. Yeragil l'kayim mitzvah she'en l'shachova. Yeragil to buy your own esrog, even though you're not mechuyev. That's what he says. L'fize. So therefore you can't buy it from my six sofim. So that became like a chova because people like do it. We'll have a separate packet on Hidur Mitzvah.
But even if I was doing Hidur Mitzvah, I mean, if I choose to do
my Mitzvah
this way.
Right. In other words, you don't want to have the hassle to, to always look for another person. Oh, can I borrow you? This is why you want to do your Mitzvah. So
you could have done it in a different way, but this is how I do it.
Right. But is that called Chovah?
Well, fine.
He says a chovah because that's
so it should be that that's my mitzvah.
Right.
Like
right. So that's what. That's what.
Yeah, but he's using it as a spark. He's saying because since the minig is that's.
No, you're saying even with that, but you're saying.
I'm saying that even.
Even if it wasn't been the minig, you're saying.
It's
you, do, okay. Yeah.
Do you have everything like the little mitzvah? Go ahead and wait for an echo. You could probably get an echo for $30, right?
Right, so that would have a separate package just on that shayla. In other words, when you buy the $75 esrog, so at least you can get it. Right, you go to, you know, there's places. So on the streets, you can buy a $25 esrog in the streets. You go into the trailers, and this, so then you get $75, right. So maybe the $30 you can, it has to be shallow, and the extra $45. What do we say? So that depends on what's the...
Same question with the carbon, no?
Yeah, right. And then, you see, his discussion over here is you want to buy more estrogen, right? Like, a lot of people, you just don't want, you want a Yanava, and you want a Moroccan, and you want a...
One piece.
Yeah, you want... Some people, they have seven estrogen to take. It's Israel, and Yanav, and Moroccan. So every estrogen has its whole story. They said, "Yesh la'ayin mishum var yesh la esrog kasher." Ela rotzel liknos od esrogim bishar sukim. Go yesh la esrog yadav or rotzel liknos gam esrog morako or esrog teimani. They just batuch yosu yesh la esrog kasher l'choladeis. So can you stop at the mitzvah? Does he use chavis? He has a mitzvah, not a mitzvah. He says it's a mitzvah, but it's not a chova. Because it's not a chova. It's an extra heder. There's one heder within to buy one esrog, but to have that mahuder. But then there's another concept, you know, that people buy multiple esrogim. Yeah, people have money. They can buy multiple esrogim to be, you know, say, you know. he wrote the Sefer Rabbi Harfenis that the miraculous Srogim are good. The problem with miraculous Srogim is they don't have any seeds in them. So some would say that's a raya that it's Murkav. So he says no, that's not the pshat. He quotes from different.
How do they grow?
So he says. No, he says the seeds only. It's because of the heat, so that caused them to, you know, that you don't have them. But you know, it's not Murkav. It's still you don't have them because of the heat, and so then they don't, you know, develop in the fruit anymore. But they still are not Murkav. That's what his. Because the Kreuzenberger Rebbe, you know, he was on the other side. You know, he supposedly got up one year on Kol Nidre night and said that if you get a Moroccan Estrog, it's like getting a banana. that's what I heard from Goodman told me. So, yeah. And the Satmar Dafka used Moroccan. They use Moroccan. So he wrote the Sefer to defend the Satmar practice of using, you know, Eretz Yisrael they don't use because it's, you know. They say Reb Chaim also had a Moroccan. So he says that's not a Dovah Shem Cholva, but it's at least it's a mitzvah that you're mahadir to try to yotze the different chashoshos. So then it could come from the Meiser. And then the Machzis HaShekel question, getting back to that on page 18. So we saw the Shoah says you shouldn't use it. He puts Machzis HaShekel together with Matanus Lavyonim and things like that. He says, even though Machzis HaShekel is only a minig, we call Mugga a minig mashvil lechova. Right? The minig, you know, minig is a strong thing. I wrote all safe for him and hug him. Minig is strong.
But the people who give to the whole family.
Oh, so that's what he's saying. Amnam Nira, the rag mashvil meikre ha minig hu delo. Umeh lefi ha yozi mashmoz amaril, the ikre minig Machzis HaShekel, wad beya echad shal Machzis HaShekel. He says the ikar minig is to just give one machzis a shekel. So, well, like a shekel points out, 50 cents. Nogim, we give what? Three. So we give $1.50. So he says he thinks that those extra two machzises you could give min ha-maiseh. The mashah kol echad echad, those who give machzises, zavada inu nichol begedah kol dovah shemachova. And then he says, kuvar tein nira the mashah no ligin din ba'ad ishto ba'ad avaktanim. Right, women aren't chayav in machzis hashekel. Right, katan pachas miyugimel kol yalma in a shokel. So the fact that you still have a minhag to give per, so you give $1.50 for every member of your family. So he thinks so that's a extension of the minhag. So that, you know, you wouldn't call that a Dovash Shemchoma, and that you can give from Maisa money. Right, you can give from Maisa money. Okay, and then he discusses the Shaila of the Mataras Lavyonim when you already gave the minimum amount. So that we saw already in the Maril, in the Shalah. So he says, he quotes from Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky on page 21. Raising sefer emes liyakov, doesn't mishmorun mashal hosiv liten yosem mishriya mekuyem yochol kei mishal maisa and dafke mashal nosel liyosem mishnei aniim. That he questions. Whereas he says anything you give to the first two aniim shouldn't be mina maisa. It's once you give the third ani, then you can give. And dafke mashal nosel liyosem mishnei aniim. Al mashal nosel mishnei aniim hamishonim. Instead of giving them you know, the minimum amount, you give them nice. So he says that you should give totally from your own. So he says,
So he thinks that what, that even the first two you could be mosif. Okay, so this is the discussion of basically the poskim, the Magen Avraham, the Shalah, these poskim, and that's the mainstream. The Shut Pnei Yeshua is not the mainstream, but again there are so many poskim that say that maybe you know, like it's a Midas Chasidus. I think like Rabbi Wilk might have said that there may be more room to, you know, there is a Shita, a legitimate Shita that says that it will Ram Shem Chova, so, and especially some hold it depends upon what you, like Aruga Basabosim says, every Hafrasha you could decide differently, but there's a Chuvas Ravaz we have to see inside that claims that even though you have all these different Shitas, but the Haftacha of the Navi, Hari Koshim Lochem Brocha Ad Bolidai, and that is Dafka Aniyim. The extra Hafta. In other words, all these interesting svaras, I mean, like this new idea of mitzvahs and within. And then we'll see, I'll put a new packet that the Aruch HaShulchan claims that, similar to the Mikur Yaakov, that even the mitzvahs were only because, like the Chasim Kala need money, so you're buying that, you know, all within. Yeah. So that's what the Aruch HaShulchan is saying. That even those sheets is really. So the real thing is. So sometimes we get like carried away. Like it's on the sheet of mitzvahs. Now we mean mitzvah chiyuvim. But the Shut Pnei Yeshua is working that it's a minig, it's only a minig anyway. But then it's not so poshut what he's saying, because even though it's a minig, but what's the minig and how can you now to, you know, decide what you want it to, what the minig to be, when, you know, so that's why I make a distinction between does this mokum have a minig. But I think the Radvaz, and I'll have to Xerox it, but I think the Radvaz supposedly says, but the special haftacha of Orikosim Lachem Bracha and Belidai, and you get all the schoolers and all the things, or whatever, you know, was going for what? For Aniyim. Maybe you could say yeshivas and kolim as well. You know, I told you, at the Karen Biavna dinner, you used to have Mr. Bernard Hochstein, who was the president, and he would speak for like 45 minutes all about Maisik Sofim. All about Maisik Sofim. So he held that if you give Karen Biavna, then you're doing well for yourself. And he used to speak for, you know, that was like a big part of the dinner. Sometimes live, sometimes on the video. And that was the story. So he has his sheet that's about Maisik Sofim. Okay, I want to wish everyone a Chag Sameach, a good Yontif, Kabbalah Satorah. It should be a meaningful Kabbalah Satorah. And as Hashem, we come back Isru Chag, where it's still part of the Yimei Hamiluim. Some of us don't even say Tachanun, you know, during this time. Oh, yeah, Isru Chag. Tuesday, Isru Chag. I'm not giving Yeridei, we're not, but this, I think we will, because, you know, the Yeridei, since it's not okay, we can make a cheshbon, but I think that's, okay, is that good? Yeah, okay, everyone have a good Yom Tov, good Yor.